Gemara says in Daf Chaf Tasa Medalev that Tashma b'chem etzinu k'shei shvi'a Moshe's Yisrael and Moshe Benu was mashvi'a klai sal matan tari Amar Lehem, he said to them, Du'u shal daitchem anu mashvi'a eschem el hadas ha'makim al daiti. So we see that there is a shvu'a m'shas matan tari to keep the tari. So Tesis es akasha, Tesis es k'sas kasha, ma'hoysa ma'elos ha'shvu'a, what would the shvu'a help? K'moshe ha'yarish yavda v'riz k'chav, m'kwenchen ha'el alira p'ni yavu ha'shvu'a. And what does it help to make a shvu'a to keep the Torah? So if he was worried that they're not going to keep the Torah and they're going to do over the Zara, then mechitei say they'll keep the shvu'a. If they don't care about the lava of the Zara, they don't care about the lava of Bal Yachal. So the shvu'a is meaningless. What's the point of making a shvu'a to keep the Torah? If you don't keep the Torah, you're not going to keep the shvu'a. And I was thinking maybe you can answer this. I'll be on your side that the Avnei Nezer says another achrayim that Mishnah Melech asked a kash in Hilchos Melachim in Perak Yod, Halacha Zayin, that we find that Lamashal Avraham Avinu was Mashbia Eliezer. This is about Ashbiacha. He made a shvur. He made him take a shvur. So the question is, what does a shvur help before him? Antari, there's no bayachal. They're not mitzvah bayachal. So if there's no chiyah bayachal, there's no chiyah to keep your word. So what does a shvur help bichla? And the Avnei Nezer is going on the sheet of the Rimigash. Rimigash holds that a shvur b'chsav is binding. You have to keep your word if you're nishba b'chsav. So the kasha is the chayim asked, but there's no bitis v'sayim. You wouldn't speak it out. So there shouldn't be a bayachal if there's no bitis v'sayim. And the Avnei Nezer basically says he aside that even without the parsha Bal Yachal, even without the official lavra say of shvua, still a shvua helps to be mechayvi to keep your word, because that's a svara. When a person gives his word with derech shvua, he promises to do something that he's going to keep his word. And I think the beer in that is like Rav Futner's Masber and the Pachad Yitzchak in Rosh Hashanah. Alpi Rabbi Yehuda says that he says a lashon that the emes is miyaseidah hanefesh. Emes is something which is from the aside of what a human being is, the metzias of a human being is, that when you give your word, you say you're going to do something, that you keep your word, even without chiyuvim, even without mitzvahs, even before that, that's the metzias of Adam. When you say you're going to do it, that the teva Adam is, if everything is normal, that he's going to keep what he says. So Mimele, even though there might not be a lava by Yachol, but that's why the avos v'nishma, because when you give your word, a few frat, but derech shvu, it's something which is binding, which is mechayiv, and you keep it. That's why shvu v'chsav is also binding, not because of the iser, but because of the metzias of giving your word. Something which is binding, and it could be lufi that. That would be the Tarsus Kash over here, that even though they might not keep the Torah, they're not mishubit to what the Torah says, but when a person gives his word, b'derech shvua, that is something which is more yisaitistic in the essence of Nefesh Adam, and that a person would keep, even if you want to keep the Torah, so Mimele Meshav Beinu felt that there would be a harvachet to be meshbiya them, because that gufa would be mechayim to keep the Torah, because they don't want to go against their word once they gave the word, b'derech shvua.